So our worshipable Lord is Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesha Tanaya. He is the son of Brajesha, the king of Braja, who? Nanda Maharaj. Krishna is the son of Nanda Maharaj. Gauranga Mahaprabhu gave his opinion. I don't accept so many meanings to the word Krishna. Krishna sabdera bahu artha namani jasoda nandana shyama sundara dui matra jani. I don't accept so many meanings to the word Krishna. Gauranga Mahaprabhu says, I accept only two meanings. Jasoda nandana and shyama sundara. Krishna is son of mother Jasoda and Nanda, and he is known as Shyama Sundar because Radharani calls Krishna as Shyama Sundar. So anyhow, we should read first Srimad Bhagavatam, that is first canto, chapter 1, questions by the sages. There are 6 questions by the sages. The one of such question was, कृतवान किल कर्माणि सह रामेण केशव अतिमर्त्यानि भगवान गूढ़ कपट मानुषः. लॉर्ड श्री कृष्ण द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड एलोंग विथ बलराम प्लेड लाइक ए ह्यूमन बीइंग एंड सो मस्ट ही परफॉर्म many superhuman acts. So the sages, they ask this question to Suta Goswami in Naimisaranya, that we are so much, they are so much eager to know that Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, along with Balaram, they played like human beings, and so they are so much eager to know about their pastimes, what type of pastimes they perform during their lila, when they were in this earth planet, what type of janma karma, so divya, the transcendental, their appearance and activities, they are eager to know about this. Sukadeva Goswami says, janma guhyam bhagavato yayatat prayato naraha सायं प्रातर गृहन भक्त्या दुख गग्रामाद विमुच्यते. Whoever carefully recites the mysterious appearance of the Lord with devotion in the morning and the evening gets relief from all all miseries of life. Srila Prabhupada's purport. In the Bhagavad Gita, the personality of Godhead has declared that anyone who knows the principles of transcendental birth and activities of the Lord will go back to Godhead after being relieved from this material in the material life. So simply knowing factually the mysterious way of the Lord's incarnation in this material world can liberate one from material bondage. Therefore, the birth and activities of the Lord as manifested by him for the welfare of people in general are not ordinary. They are mysterious. And only by those who carefully try to go deep in the matter by spiritual devotion is the mystery discovered. Thus one gets liberation from material bondage. It is advised therefore that one who simply recites this chapter of Bhagavatam describing the appearance of the Lord in different incarnations in sincerity and devotion can have insight into the birth and activities of the Lord. The very word vimukti or liberation indicates that the Lord's birth and activities are all transcendental. Otherwise, simply by reciting them, one could not attain liberation. They are therefore mysterious, and those who do not follow the prescribed regulations of devotional service are not entitled to enter into the mysteries of his birth and activities. So, janma guhya bhagavati is very mysterious to know about the appearance and his activities. It's not so easy. Krishna told only bhaktya mang abhijananti. No karmi, no jnani, no yogi. No one could understand. So, it's very secret. But anyone who surrendered to Krishna, it is very easy for him. Saranga saranagati hoi bejar, tahara prathana sune sinanda kumar. Narottama Das Thakur says, if one surrendered to Krishna perfectly by following the six principles of saranagati, then he could understand Krishna. Krishna, by the mercy of Krishna, one can understand Krishna. Just like by the sun sign, with the help of sun sign, we can see sun glow. Not with any other means. Similarly, with the mercy of Krishna, one can understand Krishna and his pastimes. So anyhow, now just you have heard already about the tattvas from His Grace Mukunda Datta Prabhu and about the appearance of Lord Sri Krishna from Panchagoda Prabhu. So, just Panchagoda Prabhu told that Lord appears. He not just once, he appeared again and again. But when Lord Sri Krishna appeared, he appears once in one day of Brahma. In one day of Brahma, there is how many yuga cycles? There are 1,000 yuga cycles. How many manus ruled? 14 manus. Now which manu is ruling? 7th manu, Vaivaswata manu. That's why in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is telling in Sanatana Sikhya, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings to Sanatana Goswami, Vaivaswata nama yai saptama manantara sataisa chaturjuga tahara antara athaisa chaturjuga dvaparara sese dhamera sahita haye krishnera prakase. That Krishna, there is in one day of Brahma, there is 14 manu is ruling, and when the 7th manu, Vaivaswata manu is ruling, come, then one manu rules 71 yuga cycles. So when 27 yuga cycles finished and 20th yuga cycle appeared, then the end of the Kali Yuga, who appeared? Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself appeared. Krishna Dhamera Sahita, with his eternal abode and all his eternal associates, he appeared in this earth planet. So, Lord appeared only once in one day of Brahma. There are 1,000 yuga cycles, but not in every yuga cycles Brajendra Nandana Krishna appeared. He appeared only one yuga cycle. And that is only in Bible. The Dwapara just finished, now the Kali is going to appear. It is like Sandhya, the dusk. So anyhow, so that's why the last Dwapara, Krishna appeared. He was the Supreme Personality of Godhead. How he was looks like? Shyama Sundar, he is Shyama Sundar. And what happened then, all Dwaparas, the 1,000 yuga cycles, then only one yuga cycle, Krishna himself, Brajendra Nandana Krishna appeared. So what happened to other yuga cycles? There is also Krishna appeared. But that Krishna from the Vaikuntha planet. The original Sri Krishna, he is Navaghana Shyama. He is not Durbhadala Shyama. There are two types of Shyama. Navaghana Shyama, Tamala Shyama. The original Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, his bodily color is like the tree of Tamal tree. Or that's why Tamal tree is very dear to Radharani. Wherever Radharani is, you should find there a Tamal tree. Very dear to Radharani. In the rainy season, the cloud looks like Navaghana, this newly cloud that looks like darkest blue, that is the Krishna's color. But in every Dwapar that Krishna appeared, he is Durbhadala, he is Sanatana Goswami, Mahaprabhu teaching Sanatana Goswami, his color is like that, the leaves, the color of the leaf, this Tamala leaf you can see. He is not Shyama Sundar, is Durbadala Swama, Shyama. His color is just like grass, the color of grass, newly grown up grass. So that's why Lord Sri Krishna appeared, his avatari. And Gauranga Mahaprabhu is also avatari. They are not avatar, incarnation. Just like Jayadeva Goswami, he chanted his Dasavatara Stuti, he never wrote a prayer for Krishna. He wrote everything. Kesava Dhrita, Meena, Sarira, Kesava Dhrita, Varaha Rupa, Kesava Dhrita, Narahari Rupa, like that. But Kesava is the source of all incarnations. He is Krishna. He is Brajendra Nandana, Krishna. Brajendra Nandana Jai, Sachisuta Haila Sai, Balaram Haila Nitai. Similarly, so that's why when Lord Sri Krishna appeared, all other incarnations they marked in his body. And killing demons is not the primary activity of Krishna. Paritranaya Sadhunang, this is the primary activity. Secondary activity is Vinasaya Chaduskritam. And Dharma Sangsthapanathaya Sambhavami Juge Juge. Specifically, when Krishna appeared, then all other incarnations, they marred in the body of Krishna. Rupa Goswami was writing his drama about Krishna's pastimes in one book. He was planning to write whole drama in one book. From appearance of Lord Sri Krishna up to his Mathura Lila, his Dwarka Lila, Vrindavan Lila, all in one book. So when he came to Puri, Gauranga Mahaprabhu saw that Rupa Goswami is going to writing this drama about Krishna's pastimes, his whole life story. Mahaprabhu advised to Rupa Goswami. He told, Krishna ku bahira nakariha braja haite, braja chadi Krishna kabhu na jaye kahate. Don't take Krishna out of braja. Krishna always stay in braja. Brajendra Nandana Krishna, he never leaves braja. He always remains in braja. Akrur Ghat, that is the Brajamandala Parikrama, you see the place, Akrur Ghat. There is the Brajendra Nandana Krishna stay in braja and Vasudeva Krishna went Mathura and Dwarka. So, then he told, Krishna eka jadu sambhuta jastu Brajendra Nandana Vrindavana paritejyan sokachit naiva gacchati. Again, he quotes, Gauranga Mahaprabhu quotes from Krishna Jamala, from Vedic literature. Then he told, is written here. Then he quotes from Harivamsa Purana. He quotes from many other shastras, from Gopala Tapini Upanishad, so many places. Mahaprabhu quote himself and teach Rupa Goswami that there is a difference. Brajendra Nandana Krishna and Vasudeva Krishna. Vasudeva Krishna, he appeared in every Dwapara Yuga. But Brajendra Nandana Krishna, he appeared only once in one day of Brahma. So this is very rare. See, he appeared just previous Dwapara, Brajendra Nandana Krishna himself, he appeared. So we are very fortunate hearing his pastimes. So you have already heard about other things. So I am supposed to speak some pastimes. So I am not going deep to the tattvas. But still, we must know our acharya like Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Jiva Goswami, and other Rupa Goswami, they all proved that Brajendra Nandana Krishna is our worshipable Lord. Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesa Tanaya. Just we have heard, just when Krishna appeared in Kamsa's jail, then he cut, then Vasudeva and Devaki, they are so much in anxiety. After hearing their prayer, Krishna told, oh father and mother, I become your son for 3 times. In Satya Yuga, you were Sutapa and Prusni. Sutapa, Prusni was, Devaki was Prusni and Sutapa was Vasudeva. They told you have did such a great austerity for 10,000 years, long time. Just eating dry grass and dry leaves, natural just falling down, just eating those leaves, dry leaves and grass, drinking little water, you have maintained your life for 10,000 years. So I pleased with you. Then I appeared before you and asked you to for boon. Ask me some boon. But you told, you did not have a material desire. You just wanted to nourish me. So you desire, we want a son like you. Krishna told, who can be like me? Asama urdha. Krishna is asama urdha. Bhagavad Gita says asama urdha. No one can be in an equal platform. No one can be higher than Krishna. So the Lord told, that's why I agreed to become your son for 3 times. So first, in Satya Yuga, I appeared here as son as Prushnigarbha. That Prushnigarbha, Mahaprabhu told in Sanatana Goswami that he appeared in front of Dhruva Maharaj and gave him boon. So anyhow, the next time he appeared as, that is same Vasudeva Devaki, they become Kashyapa and Aditi. Then as their 12th son, the Lord appeared as Vamanadev. Lord himself, he spoke to the parents, Vasudeva Devaki. Then third time, I appeared as your son, when you were Vasudeva Devaki, I appeared as Vasudeva, Krishna. So in this way, we also heard how Vasudev had carried the Lord, and Ananda says was just giving a Jaishtanika umbrella, protecting him from heavy raining. And Vasudev crossed the Jamuna. He came, I am not going to detail, just come to bank of Jamuna, and Jamuna was overflowed, and he prayed with folded hands to Jamuna Devi. But still, when he was just coming, Vasudev was just entering Jamuna. Jamuna is going more and more, right? Because Jamuna Devi wanted to touch the lotus feet of Krishna. She is going up. Now Vasudeva just like up to water, like his mouth, right? Yeah, just there is shouted, Koilo, just Koilo, just putting the basket. Krishna was in a basket and Ananda was covering his as an umbrella. He told, oh, what can I cannot protect now this child, small child? And he started crying loudly. Koilo, please, someone protect this child. There is a ghat that's where. It's called Kole. Kole, there was a village. Where Nandagat, that Vasudev crossed the Jamuna, go to other side, the Gokula. So that's why it's called, when he come to cross the Jamuna, so Krishna knows knowing the heart of Jamuna, just put his little feet down of the basket and touch the Jamuna. Immediately Jamuna comes down. Just like a water up to just knee up. Vasudev, very easily Vasudev come to other side. And then it was very dark night, raining, Janma Ashtami, the midnight. Everyone was slept by the arrangement of Jogamaya Devi. Everyone was asleep. Jasoda also, after giving birth, she also very tired, sleeping. Everyone, Nanda Maharaj, all the just like the Krishna, the Vasudevas come to Kamsa jail, all the chokidars, everyone was asleep. Similarly, he entered Nanda Bhavan, no one was awake there, everyone was sleeping. So Vasudev took the child and he exchanged the child. There was a guy, but Vishwanath Chakravarti, quoting from Harivansa Puran and so many other literatures, he proved that Jasoda, Harivansa Puran is particularly telling that Jasoda gave birth two children, one son and one daughter. Not there just one daughter, one son and one daughter. There is the Gaudiya Acharyas, they gave their Siddhanta. They quotes from many literatures. You see the commentary of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He told in Adi Puran, it is mentioned in Nanda Gopa Gruhe Putra Jasoda Garbhasambhava. Adi Puran is mentioned that Nanda Gopa, the coward king Nanda Maharaj, in his house, mother Jasoda gave birth to a son, Jasoda Garbhasambhava. Nanda Gopa, Krishna is Jasoda Garbhasambhava. Dve namni nanda bharjaya jasoda devaki iti cha Harivansa Puran telling that how Krishna is son of Jasoda, Jasoda is not only one name of Jasoda, another name is also Devaki. That's why even in Bhagavatam it mentioned Devaki. We should take it also as Jasoda. He's telling, Dve namni nanda bharjaya Jasoda Devaki iticha. Two name of Jasoda. Jasoda and Devaki is also another name of Jasoda. This is Harivamsa Purana. Then he is quoting from Krishna Jamala. Nabina Jalada Syama big verse. Is also telling that Krishna is son of Mother Jasoda gave birth. Anadim Adav Sarvesang Nanda Gopa Priyatmaja Padma Purana. Padma Purana is telling Nanda Gopa Priyatmaja. Krishna is Nanda Gopa Atmaja. He born from Nanda Maharaj and Jasoda. So in this way there's so many quotes about many quotes the acharya they gave to prove that Krishna is the son of Jasoda, Jasodanandana. That's why Mahaprabhu told Jasodanandana is our worshipful Lord. Jasodanandana Syama Sundar. So so in this way, when Vasudev come to Nanda Bhavana, then immediately and put the child, there is already there is Krishna. So the origin, this Vasudeva Krishna just entered into the body of Brajendra Nandana Krishna. He is the avatari and he is avatar. Vasudeva Krishna is Vasudeva, is avatar. So he entered in Chaturbhuya. You see first Krishna, then Balaram. From Balaram then the Chaturbhuya came. Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, Aniruddha. So he is Vasudeva, he is incarnation of Krishna. So Vasudev Krishna entered into the body of Brajendra Nandana Krishna. They become one. Then Vasudev carries Yogamaya, and sister of Krishna was born with Jasoda. So in this way, our Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharya, they proved that in this every Dwapara, there is Krishna appeared as Vasudev. There is one Krishna, no difference. But particularly the previous Dwapara, that is Krishna appeared once in one day of Brahma, he is the Brajendra Nandana Krishna, he is avatari. When he appeared, all other incarnations they marched into his body. Because the killing demons is not the activity of Lord Sri Krishna. He never carries any weapon. He only, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is telling, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that Krishna ra jataka khela tara madhye nara lila nara vapu tahara swarupa gopavesa venukara nava kiswara natavara nara lila ra haye anurupa. The swing Bhagavan Krishna, he never four-handed, he only two-handed Krishna. So that's why how his originally how he appears, he looks like Gopavesa, he is a coward boy. Venukara, he holds a flute. And Navakishwara, he never crossed the age of 15-16, he never crossed that age, he is always remain in that age. Natavara, he always dressed himself just like a dancer. These are all some qualities of Krishna in Braja. Just like Sukadev Goswami, he explained how Krishna, when entered the forest of Vrindavan, Varaha Pidang Natavaravapu Karnayo Karnikaram Bibhradvasa Kanaka Kapisam Vaijayanti Chamala Randhan Venu Adhara Sudhaya Purayan Gopa Brindai Brindaranyam Swapada Ramanam Pravisad Gita Kirti. Sukadeva Goswami is telling how Krishna looks like. Varaha Pidam in his head and top of his hair. Very nice curly hairs on top of the hair, decorated with a peacock feather. Varaha Pidam. Natavara Vapu, he dressed himself just like a dancer. Just now he is going to just for dancing on the stage. Natavara Bapu, Varha Pidang Natavara Bapu, Karnayo Karnikaram, in his ear he decorated with forest flowers of Vrindavan, specifically Karnia, the Karnir flower, is one type of flower, in different color, yellow, white, blue. People in village area, they know. Here is also some Karnir, you can see in Govardhan Parikrama also, you see some trees there. So Krishna not wear all so many ornaments, that is his ornament. Karnayo Karnikaram, Bibhradabhasa Kanaka Kapisam, he wear the cloth that is just like molten gold, color, Pitambara, he is Pitambara, one of name is Pitambara, he wears yellow garments. Kanaka Kapisam Vaijayanti cha Mala, Krishna wear a garland, is known as Vaijayanti Mala, is not made from gold, diamond, or pearls, or any other costly metals. This garland is made of forest flowers of Vrindavan. What is the speciality of that flower that Krishna wears? There is minimum 5 different types of flowers. The Mataji, they make garland. Minimum, there is 5 different types of flowers in that garland. It's called Vaijayanti Mala. Vaijayanti cha Mala, Randhran Venu, Adhara Sudaya. Krishna just feeding the flute with Adhara Sudha because he's playing flute. So he's this nectarian, his lips, he's touching the lips. So gopis are thinking this flute is drinking all the nectars from the mouth of Krishna. It's a dry bamboo stick, but he's so fortunate, always drinking all the nectars from the mouth of Krishna. Adhara Sudhaya, Purayan Gopavrindai, Krishna never remains alone. He always with coward boys is surrounding him. Gopavrindai, Vrindaranyam Swapada Ramanam, he is entering Vrindavan forest. Swapada with naked feet. There are no shoes, no umbrella. Krishna never carries shoes and umbrella in Vrindavan. He is our worshipable Lord. He is the Vrindavana Vihari. He never used shoes, never used umbrella. Even in Gopashtami day, when Mother Jasoda, Krishna is supposed to go first time for herding cows, Mother Jasoda prepared two pairs of shoes, for one for Krishna and one for Balaram, and two nice umbrellas, because they're raining, there is heavy sun. So Krishna asked, Mother, these shoes for whom? Yeah, this is for your Dauji, for Balaram, one set and one set for you. The umbrella also, one for Balaram, one for you. You are going to forest. You are not following my instruction. You are going to forest, so there will be heavy sunshine, heavy raining, so many things. So you must protect your feet. So many thorns there. The pebbles there, they will enter your feet. So you have to take the shoes and also umbrella. Krishna told, no. My name is Gopal. I have to take care of cows. If I have to wear shoes, then you have to give shoes to all my cows. And also coward boys. Jasoda, mother Jasoda told, okay, coward boys, their parents will give. Don't worry. If someone is very poor, we will give shoes. Now what happened to my cows? Nanda Maharaj has 9 lakh cows. And Krishna wants to every cow to also have shoes. It is not possible. Or umbrella. How the cows can carry umbrella? Someone has to sew umbrella to a cow. Then the 9 lakh people should be there. So in this way, anyhow, Krishna rejected in Brajabhumi. Not to accept shoes, not to accept umbrella. Krishna was just a coward boy. Vrindaranyam Swapada Ramanam, that's why this Brajaraj, the dust of Braj is so purified. You may be take crores of times a bath in Kumbh Mela or any holy places. It is not equal to the Braja dust. Krishna touched his feet, directly touched the earth in this Braja Bhumi. So that's why Swapada Ramanam Pravisat Kita Kirti, they covered by the surrounding Krishna. And they are glorifying Krishna. They are chanting so many glories. Every day they kill one demon. And the coward boys, they make songs. and chanted very nicely the songs to satisfy Krishna and Balaram. So this is the picture how Krishna looks in Vrindavan. Krishna never carries any weapon. Why you will carry open? He is no need. He is Govinda, he is Gopal. These are the very famous names. That's Mahaprabhu told, I accept only two names. Jasoda Anandana Shyama Sundara Dui Matra Jani Krishna Sabdara Bahu Artha Namani. I don't accept so many meanings. That's why Mahaprabhu himself instructed Rupa Goswami to write the Krishna's pastime in two different drama. Vrindavan Lila separate and Mathura and Dwaraka Lila separate. Vidagdha Madhava, Lalita Madhava, two different dramas. So in this way, we see the Krishna, anyhow, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when just Vasudeva returned to to Mathura after keeping Krishna in Nanda Bhavan, and the morning actually, Nanda Maharaj, when they wake up, the morning everyone slept. So actually, who is more fortunate, Vasudeva or Nanda? Nanda Maharaj is more fortunate. Sukadeva Goswami is telling. Sisuko vacha nandastu atmaja utparne jata hlada mahamana ahuya vipran vedagya snata suchi ralankritaha. So when she in morning, Mother Jasoda also just almost senseless. So the mother, it is, she did not know whether this child, this son or daughter, all this, is just tired. When he woke up, then he saw a very nice son just beside her. So in this way, when Sukadeva Goswami is telling, Nanda Maharaj is naturally very magnanimous, and when Lord Sri Krishna appeared as his son, he was overwhelmed by jubilation. Therefore, after bathing and purifying himself and dressing himself properly, he invited Brahmanas who knew how to recite Vedic mantras. After having this qualified Brahmanas recite auspicious Vedic hymns, he arranged to have the Vedic birth ceremony celebrated for his newborn child according to the rules and regulations. And he also arranged for the worship of the demigods and forefathers. Because he did never, Nanda Maharaj, Jasoda, they never considered Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vasudeva and Devaki, they considered Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because they saw Lord appeared before them in 400 form, as Narayana form, saw them and also talked to them in their previous lives. They had the complete picture on their mind that Vasudeva, our son, is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Nanda and Jasoda, they never accept Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead. When someone, after many pastimes Krishna performed, they simply thinks that it is only due to, because we are worshipping Narayana by the mercy of Narayana only Krishna, protected his by some or other, by our fortune, Narayana is always protecting him. He never considered that him as Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna, so in this way Nanda Maharaj is started this famous festival. Which festival? Nanda Utsav. It is famous as Nanda Utsav. Nanda Maharaj performed a very jubilant festival when he saw that a newly born child was born. He got this child when he was almost 50, more than 50 years old. He was in proud avastha. He is aged. And in Gopala Champu, Jiva Goswami mentioning that how one Narada Muni come to Nanda Maharaj and he told Nanda Maharaj to do Ekadasi Vrata. Why not perform Ekadasi Vrata to please the Supreme Lord? Nanda Maharaj told Ekadasi Vrata, but I want a child, Narayana Samaputra, I want a child, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Is it possible by simply performing Ekadasi Vrata I can get a child like Narayana Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead as my child? Narada Muni thought about it. Then he told, no, you may perform Dwadasi. With Ekadasi, you may perform Dwadasi Vrata. Even we see in Ambarish Maharaj, in 9th canto, Sukadeva Goswami is telling, Dadhara Dwadasi Vratam. He was Ambarish Maharaj also. He is following Dwadasi Vrata. Though our Acharya told us, Dwadasi means he performing both Vrata, Ekadasi and Dwadasi together. So, Mahadwadasi, we are performing sometimes Mahadwadasi. Nanda Maharaj was performing Dwadasi Vrata, according to the advice of Narada Muni. So, Krishna appeared as their son. So, Jiva Goswami described very nicely in Gopala Champa. When Krishna, the Prajavasis, heard the message that Krishna appeared, then all were just dressed themselves. Properly, they're running to Nanda Bhavan to see the newly born child of Nanda Maharaj. Everyone is blessing the child with some turmeric powder, some rice, some grains, and something there, some sindur, some red things. They're just putting on child and blessing him. You may become the king of Braja in the future. So in this way, they are all blessing the newly born child. That's Jiva Goswami is telling this famous stanza, Jiva Goswami writing in Gopala Champa. Nanda ki ananda bhayo jay kaniya lal ki nanda kiya. Jay kaniya lal ki, jay kaniya lal ki, jay kaniya. Nanda kiya nanda bhayo jay kaniya lal ki nanda kiya. Hati devi ghoda devi ar devi palinki hati devi. Nanda kiya nanda bhayo jay kaniya lal ki nanda kiya. Nanda kiya nanda bhayo jay kaniya lal ki. Jay kaniya lal ki, jay kaniya lal ki, jay kaniya. Nanda kiya nanda bhayo jay kaniya lal ki. Hati devi, ghoda devi, ar devi, palinki, hati devi. Nanda kiya nanda bhayo jay kaniya lal ki. Everyone was chanting, dancing in Braja, Nanda Maharaj in Gokul. Krishna appeared in Gokul Dham. So everyone was chanting, dancing. They are throwing butter in each other's. Butter, curd, milk. Now it is very rarely we get into drinking. But those days, there is so much butter, so much milk, so much curd, so much ghee. They are throwing just ghee bottles each. Everything is so much happy. They are dancing, chanting, dancing. Nanda Maharaj has got a newly born son. They are telling, we will give everything. We can give. They are ready to give in charity. Hathi means elephant. Ghoda, this horse, whatever anyone wants, Nanda Maharaj wanted to give them, all in charity. Sukadeva Goswami is telling, Nanda Maharaj gave 2 million cows, completely decorated with clothes and jewels, in charity to the Brahmanas. He also gave them 7 hills of grain, covered with jewels and with cloth decorated with golden embroidery. And, O King, by the passing of time, land and other material possessions are purified by bathing, the body is purified, and by being cleansed, unclean things are purified. By purificatory ceremonies, birth is purified. By austerity, the senses are purified. And by worship and charity offered to the Brahmanas, material possessions are purified. By satisfaction, the mind is purified. And by self-realization or Krishna consciousness, practicing Krishna consciousness, the soul is purified. Sukadeva Goswami is telling. So this wealth of Nanda Maharaj was purified by, because he was giving everything in charity. When how these feelings of Vasudeva and Nanda and Devaki and Vasudeva for Krishna is very nicely explained. There was one person in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time in Puri. His name was Kanhu Khuntia. Kanhu Khuntia, he was an associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kanhu Khuntia say Vishwaparachara Jagannatha Baladeva Dui Putrajara. He was in Vatsalya. One time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed a drama in Jagannath Puri about Krishna's pastimes, and he ruled the Nanda Maharaj rule. After when Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Kyananda, Nanda Utsav day, when he Krishna appeared as a child, he gave up whatever in his house, he gave everything in charity. So this Kankuntya, he wrote one book, Mahabhava Prakasa. He explained about Gaur Govind Swami Maharaj many times. He spoke this story that how one time Nanda Maharaj is practically giving all charity, but Vasudeva was in jail. How can he give anything? He was just in mind. Even mind was giving in charity. In mind he was, he was thinking, when I become free from this jail, then I will, when I get a chance to make any ceremony for my child's birth, then I will give this thousand, maybe 10 million cows this time. He was just in mind was giving many things. So after Krishna appeared, then Kamsa was killed, then one time Narada Muni came to Vasudev. He told Vasudev, you remember when your child was born in jail, Kamsa's jail, you have given it so many things in mind, but you practically not did it. Now you become king, so why am I not giving this in practically everything? You do a big jagya and give charity that you have already in mind. You cannot eat in mind. You may be thinking I am receiving rasagula, but you have to eat it practically also. Cannot just satisfied by mind everything. So you should give these charities practically. So Vasudev, consulting Devaki and other Ugrasen, they made a very huge sacrifice in a place near Dwaraka. There are 70 kilometers, this Prabhas Khetra, the bank of Saraswati River. The huge, very large jagya, apart from that. So in that jagya, everyone was invited, except Brajavasis. Because this Kamsa's mother, Padmavati, she was thinking, if you invite to this jagya, the Brajavasis, maybe our Kanhaiya run away with them. In this fear, he told Narada Muni, you go and invite everyone to this jagya. This Prabhaskatra jagya, you invite everyone. But he told, don't go to Brajamandal. Don't invite Nanda, Yashoda and the Brajavasis. You invite everyone, all the demigods, sages, everyone, you go, three worlds, invite everyone, but don't go to Brajamandal. So Narada Muni, after inviting everyone, all the demigods, sages, every kings, everyone, finally he come to Brajamandal. Because you know why he told him not to go there. So he came and just get down in the bank of Jamuna and he take have a nice bath. Then he feel hungry. Then he enter Nanda Maharaj house. Then Yashoda and Nanda, for a long time they did not cook anything. They are thinking day and night only about their Kanhaiya. So when saw Narada Muni guest, then he immediately prepared some prasad, some roti, some sabji, something, some makhan, so many things gave to Narada Muni. Narada Muni took prasad. Then Nanda Yashoda asking Narada Muni, oh Narada Muni, you are traveling everywhere. Yashoda was asking. So you know about our Kanhaiya in Dwaraka, he is staying there. You know anything about him? Narada Muni told, okay, yes. What is your relation with this Kanhaiya? He is now performing in such a huge jagya, big jagya. The 33 crores demigods are there present. All the sages, saptarishis and all great sages are there. All the kings all over the world, three worlds, they are also there. A huge jagya. You have any relation with Krishna? He not invited you? Mother Yashoda started crying. He told, look, Nanda Baba, Nanda Maharaj, look, our Kanhaiya is doing such a great festival, not invited us. Nanda Maharaj told, you are a mad woman. Yes, he is our son. Son, how can a son invite his father? Son cannot invite father. This is our duty to help our son. in his function. He is performing such a great sacrifice. He needs so many things. For sacrifice he needs what? Ghee. Pure ghee. We have so many pure ghee in Brajamandal. So we will carry all the ghees. And so many milk preparations. Made so many milk preparations. To offer in sacrifice and ghee, butter. Let's go all Brajavasis together to the sacrifice in Prabhas Khatra. So immediately Nanda Maharaj, Narada Muni just surprising, seeing their love for Krishna. Even without invitation, they want to run to Krishna. So Nanda Maharaj, then Narada Muni went back to Dwaraka, then he told mother of Padmavati told you, invited everyone. He says, I invited everyone. At the end, I became very hungry. So I saw there is a nice river in the evening. I get down, I took bath, then I enter some house. And there is very, I asked, what is your name? The owner of the house was, name was Nanda, and his queen was Jasoda. They fed me nice prasadam. Then they asked about Kanhaiya. I was surprised. Padmavati told you, why you did go there? I told not to go there. Narada Muni told, I did not know, just unfortunately I there. And now they are all coming with so many preparation, so many ghee, the quintals of ghee. That will be helpful for your jagya. Padmavati become very angry. No, it's not good message. These Brajavasis came, then our Kanya may be run away with them. Why you called, invited them? So Devaki came. Devaki told, okay, somehow other. Our Muni, Narada Muni already invited them. They will come. They will come, but don't worry. We will not allow them to go to the sacrifice place. There is high, heavy security. There many security. There may be, we will give this message to the security. You will not allow these Brajavasis enter the sacrifice. The place of sacrifice, this arena. So in this way, they're meeting. So when the Brajavasis came in the front, Jasoda is walking. She was so much in affection for Krishna. Her breast milk was her clothes are wetted with her breast milk. She was tears flowing from her eyes. Just she has such a desire to see Krishna after long time. But when he came to gate, Padmavati was standing in the gate. He told, hey, you come here. Get out from here. Why you came here? Due to some misfortune? In childhood, our Krishna was in your house. And you gave him so much trouble. You chastise him for little butter. You chastise him. You slap him. You bind him with grinding motor, and trees are fall down. May somehow other by fortune our child Krishna just survive still now. And again you come to show your face here. Just telling so many things, saying just chastising Brajavasi, just Jasoda. You send him to forest for herding cows. He's son of king. You people's Brajavasi again coming to show your face here. Get out from here, shouting, who? Padmavati. Mother Jasoda is crying, tears flowing. Yes, everyone is crying, what to do now? But somehow other Devaki told, has some compassion. Told, okay. No. Somehow other our Muni invited them, they come. Nanda Maharaj told, okay, take their ghees, they are useful for your jagya. So, in the meantime, Rohini came. Rohini is seeing these things. She was sometimes in Gokul with Nanda and Jasoda. Rohini can chastise them. What are you telling? Why are you chastising them like this? I was practically there. I know what is the situation. You cannot understand the heart of Mother Jasoda and Nanda. They come here, they must see Kanhaiya. So Narada Muni told, yes, this is proper judgment. Narada Muni was in the middle. Narada Muni told, okay. But Devaki told, we have decided not to allow these Brajavasis to go to the sacrifice arena. That place. Narada Muni told, okay, we may call whom? Krishna here. At least they come from thousands of miles away. They may see at least one time Krishna. But Krishna Balarama is sitting in sacrifice and they're giving just The priests are chanting, Brahma himself was a priest. Swaha, Swaha, they are doing that. How can they get, it is not auspicious to call them from sacrifice place. But Narada Muni told, but still if mother calls, this is auspicious. Even if somewhere we are beginning a journey, going somewhere, if someone calls you in the back and asking you where are you going, according to Jyotish Tattva, this is, is not good, it's very bad omen. But if mother calls, that is auspicious. So Narada Muni told, here two mother is here. Let the mothers call, he will come. Who will give the first chance? Told, okay, give first chance to Devaki. So Devaki started calling Krishna. Krishna Balarama doing insecure. Devaki started calling, Krishna, Krishna, Vasudev, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Many, many times Krishna was listening. Krishna, Krishna, just become tired and just sit down. So what happened? You, mother, you calling, then my son is not hearing. Narada told, now let's give chance to the second other mother. So, Jasoda. Now turn come to Jasoda. Everyone told Jasoda, you call all of Brajavasis. Definitely you call. Kanhaiya will come. They have full faith that we call, Jasoda call, definitely Krishna will come. Jasoda started calling. Kanhaiya! Just this sound enter into the ear hole of Krishna. Krishna was stop his the sacrifice thing. They just fall down. He just looking around. Where is the sound is coming? The sound is coming. Just looking for what? Then again Mother Jasoda called. Kanhaiya! Krishna just stood up. Looks around. So the third time Mother Jasoda this call. Kanhaiya! Jasoda is crying. Krishna running from the sacrifice to come directly into the lap of Mother Jasoda. Mother Jasoda embracing him. Both mother and son crying. They are crying, embracing. So now Devaki's face go down. But Krishna saw that Devaki is becoming little disturbed, morose. So after some time staying in Jasoda's lap, Krishna come to the Devaki, but Devaki was fearful. She did not want to carry Krishna on her lap. But he knows that he is supreme personality of Godhead. So there is difference. Aisarja and Madhurja. There is Aisarja bhava with Devaki and Vasudev. But Brajavasis, they have not Aisarja. They don't see Krishna as supreme personality of Godhead. They think Krishna is one of them. I mean, Govardhan pastimes, he lifted Govardhan hill. People telling Jasoda, look, look, he's carrying your son, he's Gargamon, he's told, he's Narayan, he's Krishna, he's God. Mother Jasoda, I tell you, making him God, my son, he's not God. I know who is he. You are seeing Nanda Baba is also Lathi is there. So many gopas, all the cowherd boys, the gopas, they are also putting their stick there. How can my little boy, the boy will carry Govardhan? What are you telling? The Brajavasis, they complained to Nanda Maharaj that we must know after Govardhan taking Govardhan, Nanda Bhadi Brajavasis, they are convinced that this Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. He is not an ordinary human child. They told Nanda, you have to disclose all the truth. Who is this boy? Nanda Maharaj told, you people are mad. How are you making him God? We know every day he speaks 100 lies. For little butter, the gopis will show little butter and tell him, Krishna, dance, we'll give you this butter. And he, for little butter, will dance. He'll speak so many lies, so many things he did, we see every day him. How can you tell him he's supreme personality of Godhead? So Krishna is Braja, his mood is different. He's Brajavasi. In Brajavasi, they never see Krishna as supreme personality of Godhead. She sees Krishna as their son, as their friend, as their beloved. That's why gopis, in the starting praying to Krishna in Gopi Gita, first song, Jayati te dhikam janmana braja srayata indira.
Daita Disyatam Dikyuta Bakas Toi Dhrita Sabha Tvang Vichinnate.
Gopi is telling Jayati Te Adhik. This Brajabhumi become more and more fortunate because your appearance. Because O Lord Krishna, you appeared in this Brajabhumi, that's why this Brajabhumi become more and more glorious. And Indira, the Lakshmi, decided to permanently residing in this Brajabhumi. Of course, she's meditating there, below one, she's meditating. To take part in Rasalila of Krishna. So Saswata Indira Lakshmi permanently started residing, decided to reside in this Brajabhumi. O Krishna, where are you hiding? We are giving up everything for your pleasure. We are your eternal servants and dasis, maid servants. Please show your lotus like face to us again. O Chaliya, Chaliya means O cheater, where are you hiding? Please come in front of us. So in this way we see Brajavasis, their feeling is different. So Krishna in Braj, he is our worshipable Lord. Mahaprabhu told, Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesa Tanaya Taddhama Vrindavanam. Sri Krishna is our worshipable Lord. Similarly, his pastime places Vrindavan Dham. Where he is apart from different pastimes. Staying Vrindavan means you staying with Krishna. You just get down, come out of the Krishna Balaram temple, then you just go parikrama, you see so many pastimes, places. Here is Krishna subdued Kaliya. Here is Krishna killed Kesi. Here is Bansi bird Krishna played flute and attracted the gopis. Remember the pastimes, Jamuna, boat pastimes, so many things. So in this, it is very auspicious that we are staying in this Brajadham, but we must keep our mind always in lotus feet of Krishna. We can stay with our body and we can stay with our mind. Some people just keep their body in Braj, but they meditate about how to go, how to make money, how to go to America, how to go to Australia. Their mind is always in somewhere else, body in Braj. That is not Brajavas. Someone is staying in outside of Braj, but he is meditating about Braj. How to come from the Vrindavan? The Sankirtan devotees, in England, in Los Angeles, they are doing so hard, distributing books for Prabhupada, and the little money they are keeping, saving for a ticket to come to Vrindavan. Every day they are, when sleeping, they are reading Krishna book. The Prabhupada narrated so nicely the pastimes of Krishna. So reading and then meditating about Krishna in Vrindavan, that is Brajavas. So always try to think about Krishna. So in this way, when staying in Vrindavan, we must always, it is very easy to remember Krishna. Same times also, it is very, if you will not avoid the offenses, dham aparads, then anyasthane kritang papam, Tirthasthane pramuchyati, Tirthasthane kritang papam, Vajralepa bhavishyati. Whatever sinful activity performing other places, come to Vrindavan, take a Jamuna bath, chant holy name. But if you are staying in Dham, again you commit sinful activities. It's very dangerous. You will not go. Vajralepa, it's like Vajralepa. And there is Dhulilepa and there is Vajralepa. Dhulilepa means dust. Putting little water will go away. But Vajralepa is not go away. You have to suffer life after life for that. So when entering Braja, we must be very careful not to commit offenses. So it is already time is over. I was thinking to speak about Putanabadha, but if you like tell about Putana is representing one anartha, the Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, he is false guru. False guru. How you get a guru? By the mercy of Krishna. Guru Krishna Kripate, Guru Mile, Guru Kripate Krishna. The first demon Krishna killed was Putana. I will tell Putana, then it will go another class. So I am not going to, but at least Krishna killed the first demon is false guru. Putana is representing false guru. She is a demon, but she is dressed like a beautiful woman, putting so much what poison on her breast, nipple of her breast, and she came to kill Krishna. Like other child, she is killing so many childs in Raja. She entered Nanda Bhavan, and she was looking like just like Lakshmi Devi herself, thinking no mother, Yashoda, Rohini, everyone looking. But because this is Krishna's desire, no one stopping him. And no one stopping her, Putana. Putana directly went to the place where Krishna was just sleeping. And just like an affectionate mother, she took Krishna on his lap, putting his breast. We see in the material world, there's so many false gurus. Simply dress themselves in like a sadhus, having big beard or very bad fat body and like this some other features. They attract the peoples falsely. So in teaching them some false idea about yoga, some all these things. So the Putana is representing false guru. But Krishna cannot cheat Krishna. Krishna knows who is original guru and who is a false guru. So in this way you see how Krishna killed Putana. I am not going the whole story. So anyhow, some other times we will speak about Putana Abaddha. Very interesting. So any question or comment? Any comment or any question? Because you have to, yes. Who is Allah? Okay, only this la. So I was just telling about Vatsalya, filling up Nanda and Yashoda and Devaki and Vasudeva. That lila is long. Then after, when Krishna came, Krishna told Brajavasis, you stay here in Jagya. Don't go. After Jagya, I have to talk to you. I have so many actions with you. So Krishna himself told them to stay. Then who can stop? No one can tell anything. So they enter inside Jagya arena where all the seats are full. All the chairs, VIP cushions, they are all demigods, judges, they kings, they are already filled. So then Brajavasis just sit on the gallery. The gallery just in front of this gallery area. Just sit down there. But Nanda Yashoda, Radharani was also there. So all gopis, Radharani, there is also there. What was the condition of the Jagya? The Purnahuti. The Purnahuti means the end of the Jagya finish. Then the Jagya, there was a big golden pot. Kalas, big kalas. There are 1,000 holes in that pot. Condition of the Jagya is that someone will take only who is the topmost devotee of Krishna, who is a pure devotee, he could do, able to do this job. He will take this pot having 1,000 of holes. Then he go to take in Saraswati river. He will carry the water. And then bring the water. Not a drop of water should fall down from that pot. And put the water on Jagya. Then it will be Purnahuti. Jagya is considered to be completed now. So when the end of Jagya, so first who is pure devotee? Is declared, who is considering himself, thinking himself a pure devotee, surrender to Krishna 100%, may come and take this pot and fill up with water and put in Jagya. So first chance to many sages come, very big birds, many sages, big, big austerity, they perform so much austerity from many, many thousands of years, they come. So the sages, when they took the pot, but just simply by dropping the in water, in the Saraswati river, just taking it out, water has fall down. It happened for the sages, the demigods, the demigoddesses, the apsaras, kinnaras, gandharvas, they all tried. No one could perform the job. Finally, they told, okay, this Narada Muni told, yes, look, he knows everything. Well, why you are calling so many people? Their most dear devotee, Jadavas. Why not asking the Jadavas? Eh? His own queens are there. Rukmani, Satyama, so many queens. They can do this job. Finally, the queens of Krishna, eh? They went. But same thing happened. Eh? They took water, someone took water, maybe it is not falling down, but eh? Just after some time it started falling down. Rukmani went, Rukmani put up the fill up the pot, took it, after the water not fall down, but where she put on his head, then she get Abhishek. Right? So in this way, everyone was failure. No one was able to do this job. So how this yajna will be put now, completed? The yajna is performed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. And he is not going to, no one is performing this job. How it is, everyone was just looking at, but Krishna was smiling. Everyone is anxiety, but Krishna is smiling. And Balaram thinking something is there. Why Kanhaiya is smiling? Then he told, Narada told, why are you not announcing that in the general gallery? The general gallery, so many things, so many, the Brajavasi were sitting in general. Anyone may be, he may not be a Brahmana, a Tapasvi, or a demigod, or not a queen, or a Jadavas, but maybe someone else. There must be one pure devotee of Krishna who could do this job. The general gallery, they announced, anyone in this general gallery is sitting, can someone thinking that he could do this, he can do this job, take this pot and fill up with water and put from Saraswati river and put on yajna. Mother Yashoda was just cutting the skin up, rather than telling, you go, you can do this job, go, I am blessing you. Who? Mother Yashoda. But Radharani was just sitting down. 100 years separation from Krishna. She had just her hairs are just matted. She did not put any oil or anything in her hair. She not took bath many days. She looks like a mad woman. Mother Yashoda told, no, you go. Again and again, when Nanda Yashoda they told, because they are thinking, our son's yajna is going to be useless now. You go. Go, you could do this. So Radharani, she stood up. Then when Radharani proceeded to the pot, everyone shouting, hey, this is a mad woman, why she is coming? Hey, what will happen? You now the last the mad woman is going to carry the pot. But when seeing Radharani, two persons become very great. They could recognize who she is. There is Uddhava and Balaram. Uddhava and Balaram. They Vasipati, hey, sit down. Everyone sit down. They could understand who is she. Then sit down. Balaram and Uddhava, they make, Narada Muni, they make everyone sit down. Peaceful. Radharani took the pot. Krishna was smiling. Tears out of his tears, the tears are flowing. Smiling. Then Radharani went, put the pot in Saraswati river, took it. Not a single drop of water fall down. She bring it with his head and just put on yajna. In this way, there is yajna was purnahuti. It happened, yajna was fulfilled. So everyone shouting, who is this? The topmost pure devotee of Supreme Lord. Lord Krishna, everyone shouting. Krishna told, she is that personality who knows me. All of you, no one understands me except she. So now everyone would understand who is that personality. She is Radharani. In this way, the glories of Brajavasis, Vatsalya of Mother Yashoda, and superiority of Radharani above the queens of Dwaraka was established by Krishna in that particular yajna, Prabhas yajna. Okay? Hare Krishna. Shri Janmashtami Maha Mahotsav ki jai. Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Shyama Sundar Lalita Visakha Devi ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bo. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada also appeared in Nanda Utsav. That's why one of the name of Srila Prabhupada was Nandu. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.